The Republican-controlled legislature's most controversial piece of gun rights legislation fell to Governor Nixon's veto Friday. The bill would have criminalized enforcement of federal gun control laws. Jackson County Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker agreed with Nixon that the bill was clearly unconstitutional, adding,
"It is a pro-criminal bill. We utilize our federal partners to go after criminals who use guns. And what the Missouri legislature wanted us to do is to go without that tool. It's ridiculous."
Republican House Speaker Tim Jones didn't go along with that.
"The governor's legal theories on this are just that. They're legal theories."
Jones said the GOP would caucus soon to decide whether to attempt to override the veto, which they could do if everyone votes the way they did the first time. Nixon nixed a stack of GOP bills. He said one designed to prevent governments from stopping mention of Christian holidays would have also invalidated fireworks ordinances, and that one forbidding any compliance with a UN resolution would have hamstrung local environmental rules. He turned down a bill exempting minors from the sex offender registry and one allowing foreign ownership of Missouri farmland, as he did one limiting accident lawsuits by uninsured persons and one exempting volunteer health care providers from liability. Nixon called a bill that would have created an open online workers' comp registry a violation of privacy and signed a bill forbidding scanning of personal documents that its sponsor, Will Krause, said was about privacy.
"I think he did what was right. I think he was also trying early on to defend his administration and said they weren't doing anything against current law."
The parties continued to clash in Topeka, too. Democratic State Senator Anthony Hensley accused Governor Sam Brownback of packing the State Board of Regents with Republicans because one appointee was not counted against the Republican maximum, though he was registered as one till February. Brownback shrugged it off.
"Well, there have been a number of people who have switched parties in the state of Kansas over time, and you could, I guess, at any time you could claim that, but I think these nominees are qualified. I think they meet the requirements."
Meanwhile, 310 counties and municipalities asked for temporary exemptions from the new state gun law allowing concealed carry in public buildings. Republican bill author Forrest Knox wasn't surprised.
"It's so easy to do, and it maintains the status quo. And we all like the status quo."
Guns in the wrong hands were the subject of a news conference in which Police Chief Daryl Forte said Kansas City's new gunshot detection system has cut aggravated assaults almost 25% in its area. Congressman Emanuel Cleaver said he'd look for federal funds to expand it.
"There still are departments that will be spending federal dollars and discretionary dollars. And so I think this we make a great case."
A gun in the hands of a 14-year-old took the life of his father at what was supposed to be a routine custody exchange in Shawnee. The boy was charged with first-degree murder. And another juvenile in trouble, the 17-year-old girl who pleaded guilty to a fatal Northland texting while driving accident last year violated her probation and was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. This is KCUR.